Coming up next is Hemp Rock Radio on
WEEDRadionetwork.com. Thanks for turning us on.
Hi, Hemp Rockers. Welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress featuring the Hemp Rock Cafe and Pottsbury Bakery.
Hemp Rock is online at HempRock.com. The Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and Burn Man's 420.
Jack Hearn. Cannabis hemp is the number one paper, fiber, food, fuel, and medicine. In fact, it's the best medicine in the whole world for curing cancer. 100% of cancer in most cases. Listen to the individual.
Yeah, it's a war on drugs, but we ain't a drug, it's a herb. Grown from the earth, I was blowing that purr. When I wrote this verse, I was gone in the head. Think about a plant that God made, if I get caught weak. Wrong place at the wrong time, had me locked up for a long time. Had your ass in the case for a little dime. On the real, I won't lie, I'ma stay high, I'ma stay fly. Middle finger wave to the law like high. I don't give a fuck about the laws right now. I'ma go hard, get my all right now. Blaze that up, state my case. Blow a big cloud in the police face. Sick of the slicks, tryna jack my swag. Searching my whip, tryna find some bags. Tip low key, oh so sweet with the flip technique. Running through the land like a hungry beast. Look what these haters done did to me. I'm TCO, finna go OC. We can hide that woe, you can keep your peace. I'ma be right here rolling swishes sweet. Legalize my trees, don't fuck with me.
Brother, give me that weed so I can proceed to putting that smoke in my lungs as I need. Me stopping my smoking and choking. You gotta be joking if you think you're talking to me. Boy, I'm a chief of see, that's what I be. What I roll up never come with no C's. Helping my cataracts so I can see. And you know, Raven gon' make sure I eat. Not for the law, I say fuck the police. We can keep on say fuck with the peace. What you ain't know, you can't fuck with a beast. Illegal or not, I'ma do me. No shame in my game, I love Mary Jane. She always there, relaxing my pain. For me to stop blowing is really insane. Cause that's the only thing keeping me sane. And still every bang that reefer was born from the dirt. The one who died for us, he put it on earth. So what if you're saying God wants us to hurt? Stand up, be a man and pull out your skirt. You get with us fast, ain't even on work. I'm paying my dues and pull off with a smirk. I'm throwing my fingers to all of you jerks. To answer the cancer is beating it worse.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio.
All right, if it did just tune in, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress. I'm the one rolling up the pot today. The Burn Man's rolling on in here in Cincinnati. And I want you to know this is a very, very special show for me today, and I'm sure millions and millions and thousands more people around the world. You know, today is just a few days after the anniversary of 1 year of the death of Jack Hare. Y'all know who Jack is. We all love him, and we hope he rests in peace. But I was very, very fortunate a number of years ago to get to become Jack's friend and hang out with him periodically whenever I made it out to the West Coast. And at different times, got some different footage, or I should say audio, for Jack with interviews. And due to different technical issues over the last number of years in getting our show back on the air, as well as the WEED Radio Network's tech studios finished, which is finished for recording and coming up with podcasts soon from WEED. But we have had issues to where I was not able to take this, yes, folks, a tape recording of Jack Hare. I actually have a total of over 2 hours of interviews with Jack, and today I'd like to premiere those interviews. We're going to do the other half, actually about an hour and 40 minutes tomorrow. Tomorrow's interview will consist of Jack's latest work that he was working on before he passed last year. Of course, that is his mushroom book, The Most High. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Today, though, he is talking about, you know, that's right, hemp. That's right. What else did Jack talk about? Hemp and mushrooms. Today is the hemp, and I am very, very proud to premiere this for the first time ever anywhere right here on Hemp Rock Radio. You will be able to get the archives at weedradionetwork.com as well as possibly another place. I spoke to Todd McCormick, another friend of Jack Hare's and longtime activist in our community. He is now the editor of The Emperor Wears No Clothes for Jack, and they are putting a site together dedicated to Jack Hare and interviews like this and other works. So we'll talk to Todd tomorrow about that. And in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and roll this clip. It's about a 40-minute interview. We'll be back after that, of course, here on Hemp Rock Radio. Again, this is myself and Jack Hare around the beginning of 2005 and before he fell, broke his ribs, and then passed away. This is a legacy that he has left for myself, and I know everybody else that's listening. Enjoy.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Okay, this is the Happy Hemptress. I'm sitting in Upper Lake, California, with the father of the hemp movement, Jack Hare, and I'm going to hand the recorder over to Jack and let him let everybody know what his history is, why he's doing what he's doing, how he thinks things are going with the hemp movement and cannabis in general, and what he would like to see out of it, and then what he's doing after he's done with that.
Okay.
Give me a history of yourself.
Well, I was raised. I'm in Buffalo, New York. I'm raised from 1939 until 56, and I was raised in Buffalo, and then I went to the Army at 17, and I was in Korea from 17, 18, and 19. I was an MP and Ace Army interpreter. I can speak, read, and write Korean. I went home at 21. I got married. I got 3 kids, boys, and about 7 years into it, we got divorced. And I have my kids for half the year, and half the year of my life has been saying that this way for all their young life until they were 18. In 1972, I wrote a book called Grass. It was a cartoon book with what to charge for lids, ounces, kilos, and pounds of marijuana of all different types of stuff. From one as the lower end of the all the way up to 10 on the upper end. And it was only a book to to satisfy me and another need. We're dealing with dope. And then we turned it into a cartoon book and a coloring book. And we're still going on that. After I wrote the book in 1973, early in 73, all this information about hemp, I got one guy would come up to me or gal and they said they made paper out of marijuana hemp. And I said, I didn't know that. How do you make paper out of this? It's a lid. and then I went to the after 1973, early in 73, another person came up and all the ropes and sails and canvas, the Dutch pronunciation of cannabis is canvas. And wow, paper was made from it. And sails were made from all the sails and all the ships were in partner. And one time it says $50,000 were raised to build the USS Old Ironsides. And wow, I said. And after they get $50,000, they get sails and ropes. And at $400,000 at that time, 200 years ago, to make the sails and the rope for each and every year. $400,000 for the sails and the ropes each and every year, but $50,000 to build the whole boat.
Wow.
Old Ironsides, the U.S. Constitution. And $50 to do the wagon that's raised from Pennsylvania to the West Coast in California. $50 to do the covered wagons, uncovered, to go it from Lancaster, Pennsylvania to about getting out to California. But you want a covered wagon, it's for $400 more to get a covered wagon. Wow. $50 to build the wagon and $400 more to build the covered wagon. And
lucrative industry.
Wow. Well, I didn't know these things. And I was writing for about 5 different newspapers and magazines each and every month, and I took that information and I got more and more hemp information. About 30% of all products used in medicine until maybe 1900 were made out of hemp, one thing or another, with cannabis and marijuana. And I didn't know that 30% of all medicines in the world were made out of hemp, and one medicine is never fatal. Not one single death is reported from 1,700 years ago B.C. until now, 2005 B.C. Not one single death is reported for using marijuana. Nobody, not even water, has a safer impact than marijuana. And it was the best medicine in the world for 30% of all sicknesses. And clothing had sails and ropes and grapes and drugs, but clothing was 95% of all of clothing was made from hemp. 95%, almost 100%, but 95% of all clothing is made out of hemp for 5,000 years until about 1880.
Wow. When synthetics came in.
No, because cotton.
Cotton.
Yeah, synthetics from 1937 on.
That's right. You're right.
Okay. And, I didn't know that. In 1973, and when I found out this information, I was, wow, this is the best information. For they can get all the information they want out of hemp for clothing, for sails, for ropes, and for medicines, and for paper. How much paper? 95% of all paper was made from hemp until 1883. And it's still around. None of the early things are paper are still around, but hemp, 500 years ago and 150 years ago, are still around. It's 100% hemp paper. Even the Declaration of Independence was two copies on hemp paper before they caught it on vellum. I'm sorry, I can't speak because I have a stroke about 4.5 years ago, and I only get back my voice for the last 2.5 years, and I have all my voice and all my characters and all my vocabulary.
You're doing wonderful, Jack.
Okay, and paper and clothing and medicine, and then I found out 80% of all of everything was all of energy was made out of hemp. What is that? 80% of all medicine, not coal or oil, but was made out of hemp. Holy shit. And I didn't know that. And if it was still made out of hemp, and the earths combined, get only the secondary farmlands to go, that we will have all of energy all over the world made out of hemp. Now, hemp is the only crop out of 3 million crops in America and the United States and the world were made out of hemp. Well, we will get every top made out of hemp, and it will get better and better and better for the ground, for everything. And you can have hemp everywhere, and there are no laws against it. Well, about 1973, I have maybe 16, 18 months after I learned about marijuana and hemp, all of a sudden, I have me and a fella, my partner, Captain Ed Adair, we saw, wow, if we can know this information, and then I was putting it together in my book and my book, and all of a sudden we decided to take an acid trip, and we get acid many times before, and me and Captain Ed went there, and we took an acid trip, and on this trip we found out that hemp can save the world and nothing else can. And believe me, anything out there, anyone out there that can find my thing, hemp can save the world and nothing else can. You can have all your medicine, 30% of your medicine, all your energy, 50% of all foods in China 150 years ago. 150 years ago, before that, for 5,000 years, 50% of all Chinese for 5,000 years is made out of hemp, of all the butter was made out of hemp. The 99.5% of all butter was hemp, and 50% of all they don't have rice in those days. They have hemp, and they have it. 50% of all their meals were made out of hemp 100, 150 years ago and before. And this is 95% of all textiles and clothing and sails and ropes and rugs and grapes were made out of hemp. 95% of all seat covers were made out of hemp, and 95% of all paper was made out of hemp, and it will be again. And you can't even begin to why was you and me taught in school about hemp getting 95% of all everything is made out of hemp. We didn't know a fucking thing about it on the air, on television, on the public school, high school, and college until I accidentally find this out. And then I have a acid trip with my friend Captain Ed, and we said, holy shit, the world is saved by hemp. And we are still against law. We said, we will change this law in 75 and 76. Well, we are still, nobody knows this in 1976. And we said, oh, take the world about hemp. And I said, maybe 1 or 2 years. Well, it's 32 years now. And I'm still trying to, but now all the countries in the world except the United States has legalized hemp. But they have, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, they were almost all the countries were against hemp. And then this information came out in public, in my book, and then they said, holy shit, it will be hemp to save the world, and nothing else can.
When you started this in the 70s, Jack, how many countries around the world were growing hemp then versus now?
It was a little bit in Russia, a little bit in Spain coming to an end, a little bit in a little bit of paper in Spain, Italian, and then in the communist countries, it's okay.
That's an oxymoronic, isn't it?
Yeah. But they didn't know about hemp and marijuana. They didn't know that hemp can get you stoned.
They weren't using it and don't use it medicinally or anything in China?
Not anymore. But they did 60 years ago.
And so now, after all these years that you've been working for this issue, how many countries are now growing hemp?
It's about 100 companies have legal to grow hemp. Maybe 30 or 40 or 50 companies. They're not legal, but they are paid by the United States to drop co-hemp. This is the most...
To not grow it.
You know, I don't know what the fuck, what this country is about, but there is nothing I can say or nothing you can name that is anything like not growing hemp for the future. We won't have a future if we don't grow hemp. The trees won't grow back. And there's no need for trees when you have hemp, and only hemp builds bound healthier and healthier. Yeah. 3 million plants that ground gets it's immoral to.
It is immoral to not grow it. But now, so if you think about it, in the 30 years or so that you've been working for this issue. You are changing the world. If you went from a few countries to 100 countries legalized and growing, except for our country, of course, and some that they pay not to grow, you know, you are changing the world, but you can't, you know, we can't do it overnight.
I'll tell you, I was 75 and 6 and 7, I thought, it will change. This is insane to grow it against the law. This law could do it. Everybody could grow hemp and 14 million Americans have gone to jail for hemp. God damn.
That's insane.
And there's only one thing in the world that you can do longer life on. There's one thing in the world you can get longer life on, and that is hemp. when you smoke hemp, morning, noon, and night, for any reason, you will live 2 years longer, and 2 years longer, and even if you don't smoke and don't drink, you will live to 74 years in America for a man and 76 years for a woman in America. But if you smoke hemp morning, noon, and night, you will live to 76 years for a man and 79 years for a woman. Holy shit, 2 years more on life and it's against the law? Get the fuck out of here.
They don't want us to live long.
No, well, the only people that does want you to live longer and not the insurance company, they like it if you can live longer. But Social Security, that will go bankrupt right now if you live longer.
There is a motive. They have a motive to keep people from living longer.
Yeah. And it's Social Security. They won't go out to do it. 2 years longer, enough to bankrupt the United States on Social Security right now. And that's the only thing I can think. It's the healthiest thing for the car when you can when you get oil from the car, it will be hemp oil and hemp legal and hemp fuel. And or you don't like it, you can put it on your salad and eat it.
Exactly.
And there's no, and if they sit out in the Pacific and they have
a tanker spill,
they will eat it. The children, the fish will eat it up.
And the ducks, they'll love it on their feathers.
Well, I'm still fighting for it. Even though I can't speak, I'm getting better and better and better and better. And if I can't speak, and you have the ability to speak, you pick up my book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, or you go it on the line for Jack, and Jack Herod got Tom, and H-E-R-E-R, and you will see that this is the only way to save the world. It is illegal in the United States. I can't imagine Bush or Adcraft having anything more to say about it. You get out of my way, because I am, and the world will be coming through, and you and Ashcroft will be remembered as the things that we don't want to remember about the United States, that you have say you are for hemp, destroy it off this planet. You are fucking insane, Mr. President and Mr. Attorney General.
You know, I'm a believer that evolution is real. It's just a slow process, and people like those guys will evolve past them. No matter how much they try to stop him, the truth's going to come out, Jack, and we're going to see.
Oh, it's come out already.
Exactly, and that's my point. It's a slow process of evolution, and once we reach that critical mass around the world, the whole world, including us, will be growing in.
But the most important thing is to read this, my book or other books on hemp, and see how much they are 100% for that. Hemp will save the world, and nothing else will. And you have to try it, everything you can think of, and only one thing is healthier for you than hemp, and that is more hemp.
Well, let's take a break for a second.
Okay.
We're going to smoke some hemp.
Okay.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Alrighty, we are back on Hemp Rock Radio with Jack Hare. And I wanted to ask you, Jack, you got started in the business of hemp and marijuana with a head shop. I want to tell us about your head shop.
And pipe company.
And that was my next question.
In 1973, I have a pipe company making pipes out of wood. Very, mostly, I made pipes out of Brazilian rosewood. And I was the largest pipe company on the West Coast for about maybe 3 years, for 1973, 4, 5, maybe 6. And then I gave it up but we make pipes out of rosewood, and it was wonderful pipes. This is before the era of glass pipes. When now I get about 10% of my head shop's pipes out of glass. Now it's about 50% of the head shop's, but it was about 10% of those times. And I sold about 300, 400, 500 pipes a week. And then I get on to other things, and I was mostly into marijuana legalization. And I still have head shops until, well, right now, my kids have a head shop. Me and Captain Ed started it for them in 1977. It's called the Third Eye, and they have it. And you know, both Captain Ed's two kids and four of my six kids are involved with this head shop. And we own the building in Portland, Hawthorne Street, they are still, every year it gets bigger and bigger. And of course, 90% of it is clothing and candles and games and posters and jewelry and the head shop is upstairs. And Well, anyway, they are still getting around with us. What is the question I'm answering?
With the pipes and now, where can you get the pipes today?
Well, I can make about 100 to 150 a week. And in Southern California, there's about maybe 15 things, you know, stores, and in Northern California, in San Francisco and Berkeley, they are all these caregivers about marijuana medicines. Most of them are selling my pipe almost exclusively because it's the best pipe to sell. About 7 years ago, before my stroke, I have an idea to build a pipe. It's three times cooler than a bong.
That's true.
And each hit is the first hit, and you never have to do it because you never needs training. Maybe once every six or seven or eight times you can screen the screen in there. We have a stainless steel 40% of a 40% of a grid. And we have a 3/4 inch, and it was an eighth light to half sit this, and it will go on forever because it doesn't get dirty. All when you smoke it, all of it was 100% burned. There's no grease in your chambers. And we sit out the chambers double barrel, means we sit two separate pipes and we make them together and we put out the stem. And before the stem, the bowl, and under the bowl, we have a socket, and about 500 times it goes around before it comes out the stem, and it's the coolest, and it's 1% of a gram at a time, and we get 30-40% of a gram in there, and then 1% of a gram at a time, and you don't have to light it again and again and again, unless you blow the pot. And we make it out of, coca bola. It comes from Costa Rica and southern part of Mexico, and this is the fifth hardest wood in the world.
Wow.
And we make our pipes out of it, and they're good forever and ever and ever. They never get dirty. About once or twice a year, you can pipe cleaner through it, but you will only sink up the resins, not the No, not the oils. And I will say, in San Francisco, most of the pop, in fact, all of the pipe shops use it as their plain pipe. They pronounce in the pipe shop is Jack Harris double barrel pipes.
If stores or people wanted to get it that don't have access to shops in their area, or shops in other places would like to carry them, what do they contact?
Well, you can contact the Third Eye. That is my shop in Portland. It's 503-232-3393. And they will speak to my son, Mark, and tell him how they turn it up and give him the order. Or you can call me at 507-275-8075. One or the other, call me.
Wonderful. Now that kind of briefly goes over some of your career in the hemp movement and stuff, and with cannabis. What do you see for the future for yourself now? What are you working on now?
Well, I'm working on a book that I think will change the history of the world.
Hi, I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
All right. Wow. That book is going to change the world, he said. It is Hemp Rock Radio. I am the Happy Hemptress, and I am so very, very happy that I have been able to finally air this very, very special interview with Jack Hare that I recorded a number of years ago while I was hanging out with Jack in, as I pointed out in the beginning, Lake County, California, where he was living at that time. And, wow, not only did I have a lot of fun hanging out with him and interviewing him, I think it was extremely important information. So I appreciate everybody out there that's been tuning in.
You have to go to Weed Radio Network and listen to the archives if you want to hear the whole thing.
That's right. Now, that will be up tomorrow after I air tomorrow's segment. Now, as I stated in the beginning, this is actually over a two-hour interview that I did with Jack, and this was the first segment of it, a 40-minute segment of it, talking specifically about who he is, where he came from, and why he was doing what he was doing with hemp. Tomorrow, of course, will be the rest of that interview, and it is specific to the book that he was working on before he passed away 1 year ago this past Friday on, yes, tax day. And for those of you who don't know, his next book was The Most High, and it was about mushrooms, the Bible, God, Jesus, Jews, mushrooms, and lots of things like that. Now, of course, you can go to Jack Hare. That's right. H-E-R-E-R. Did I say that right? Hare.
Yeah.
Like terror, as he would like to say. If you go to jackhare.com, his widow Jeannie has at least part of, if not most of, the work that he put into that book before he passed. So go to jackhare.com and check that out. But stay tuned for tomorrow, because it's an in-depth talk about what he believes and why he believes what he believes about mushrooms and God and the Bible and what it's all about and what it's for. And so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I do want to mention, of course, today is an anniversary since 1775 when Paul Revere rode yelling, the British are coming, the British are coming, kind of like the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. But, of course, unfortunately, now the British rule, as far as I'm concerned, the old British rule of crap has taken over this country. And I think Jack would be turning over in his grave, unfortunately, if he knew what was coming down since he passed last year. And too many things. But again, we are also celebrating 420. Everybody around the country, as far as I know, that is not going to go to D.C., of course, for the 420 rally. We'll be holding 420 meetings everywhere. I want to remind everybody, we are also the Willie Nelson Teapot Party here in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. And so if you want to get in contact with us, go to hemprock.com. and email, or go to the hemp line at 513-684-HEMP, and lots of other cool things going on. Also, don't forget, I do want to remind everybody that a whole bunch of folks are going to be in Washington, D.C. I don't have my information in front of me, but I bet if you go to Facebook, you're going to find out where it is. You can also go to Overgrow the Government. Of course, that's GOVT, to get the information on where they will be marching from and to. That is the big 420.
Lafayette Park's where it starts.
Thank you, Burnman. Lafayette Park.
Right in front of the White House.
That's right. Starting there and then ending up in Memorial Park, I believe. So that should be a lot of fun and a lot of politics going on. And people are going to be there speaking, and we will be there in solidarity with the folks from Overgrow the Government and celebrating 420. Wow. I don't know what else to say other than, Jack, we love you, and I'm very proud to have this interview to share with everybody, and I want everybody to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same place here on Hemp Rock Radio. And again, not only will we have Jack Hare in spirit and in voice tomorrow, we will also have Jack's friend, Todd McCormick, somebody who has not only done 5 years in federal prison for medical marijuana, but has lots of other things going on, including being the new editor for Jack for The Emperor Wears No Clothes. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. And Burn Man, you'll be here?
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm just going to try out some of the Jack Herrera strain before I come in, too.
Now, you got to make sure you say it correctly, because everybody thinks it's Herrera, and it's hair.
I miss his teeth. Hair.
Blame it on your Well, again, we love Jack. Everybody does. I don't know how much to say that more than we love you. Rest in peace, and stay tuned for tomorrow's second part of Jack Hare interview on Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man, and I get to roll the pot up today. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress on
WEEDRadionetwork.com. Thanks for turning us on.
Find Hemp Rock Radio at WEEDRadionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on WEEDRadionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio. Get high.